Hey, Randy, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Good.
All right, so do you have a minute? I know you are out of the office.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
I got a minute. Go ahead.
Cool. I got your on-deck payoff letter. The balance is around 26 and change. So I want to walk you through kind of the scenario and then get your feedback. It's a little bit complex, this transaction. So if you have any questions at any time, just say, hey, Ruben, slow that down, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions. So
Okay. Your
approval is around 87K and change. On this specific approval, the underwriter is great, but the back end of things is like dealing with a computer. So I'm going to tell you what I would like to do. If your approval is 87K, it comes with a standard 20% payoff. So you take that $87,000 and change, and you multiply it by 20%. So that gets us to about $17,400. Your current balance with OnDeck is around 26K. I spoke to your wife. You guys have between $9,000 plus some pending checks in the bank account. Here's what I think is the best process. Do the 15-month term to keep payments low as long as possible. How would this work? We'd send everything in for funding. If we send everything in for funding, I get everything cleared. Once everything is checked off, all the little, underwriters do their job and check things off, I then go to you and I say, hey, Randy, we're good to fund. Please pay off OnDeck down to the level that I'm going to tell you, and it's going to probably be 17, which means you're going to send a wire to OnDeck for, I'd say, the difference between 26 and 17 and change, which is probably going to be about $8,000. Once that wire clears, OnDeck would send you an updated payoff letter that would say, hey, look, here's your updated payoff letter. Here's your updated payoff letter. Your balance is 18. You send it to me and we fund. What are the risks associated with that transaction? Well, here's the risks. There's always something that can happen in funding. Like I said, about one out of these 20 deals, something could come up. And I could come back to you out of a one out of 20 chance and say, hey, Randy, something happened in funding. So you can't get that money back from OnDeck, but for some reason we can't fund the loan. That's option one. It's a very slim chance that something like that happens, but it's a chance that I don't control and I'm not going to, BS anyone. Can you hear me clearly, by the way? It's a little fuzzy.
I can. Yeah, no, I'm listening.
Option two is this. We don't go about that method. You say, hey, Ruben, when are you, if this all works out, by the way, when are you looking to fund?
I can fund it. I'm not pushed, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay. So here's the second option. The second option is, if you tell me, hey, Ruben, it's just not worth it for me to spend potentially $8,000 to have something fall apart, I can't take that risk. And if you're telling me that that could happen, I just can't do it, great, we go to option B. What is option B? Option B is me going to my underwriter and saying, hey, look, the balance is a little higher than 20%. Can you approve this for a 30% payoff? What happens at that point? Two scenarios. Most of the time, the underwriter will go, yes, you can pay up to 30%. If you're doing 30% on $87,000, your numbers are going to work because 30% of $87,000 is like $26,000, so you're there, or you'll be there tomorrow. So that number works. What are, however, some of the difficulties? With this program, if the underwriter has to like officially put in documentation that they're alerted to that high balance, it's kind of a don't ask, don't tell thing. If they see a balance of, say, 20% under, they don't care. They just fund the deal. But they don't allow, if they're like told explicitly, hey, this customer is paying down, they can potentially flag the file and say, hey, look, we won't move forward with the funding until basically your OnDeck loan naturally gets down to that level. When would your OnDeck loan naturally get down to an 18K balance? That's about $8,000 away. You're paying close to what? Is it $300 a day?
$370 something.
Okay. So you're paying like, I'm not going to do the math. Let me just do the math.
Like $1,700 a week.
Yeah. So you would be about a month away from there. So the question I would ask you is this. I don't want to put any customer, let alone an existing customer, in any type of hot water or any type of thing with not giving them all the options. Would I just want to kind of go over the two scenarios. So scenario one is me just saying, hey, have your document signed, have it go through. 19 out of 20 times it's going to go through clearly, but you have the understanding that if you pay down your on-deck balance, something could, there could be a hiccup in funding, but that means you've probably, that's option one. And option two is you just telling me, saying, hey, Ruben, I cannot risk that if I wire this money down that anything will happen. And I can go to the underwriter and say, hey, look, this has to be bumped. But then you run the risk of saying, hey, look, your approval just might not work. What would your preference be? Basically, what I'm asking you Would, if, let's play worst case scenario. If you paid down on deck $8,000, if you paid them down $8,000, and something happened where we could not fund the loan, would that cause disastrous consequences for your business in terms of cash flow?
It would slow it down, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Can I give you my opinion?
Yeah.
My opinion is this. If I, my opinion is don't put someone in a nasty position. My thought is this. Let me go to my underwriter and see if I can get the loan bumped up to 30%. The worst they can tell me is, hey, you know what? No. And then I'll come back to you and say, hey, look, we might have to wait a little longer. We might not. But at least I think that's a better idea than kind of forcing
this. What if we bumped it up to 12 months instead of 15?
No. They'll give you less money over 12 months. That's not the issue. I can try to bump the loan approval, but it's all about cash flow at this point. So let me go ask, because I literally don't want to put you in a bad spot, but let me ask you so I can kind of have everything in front of me. When potentially would you be ordering a stone or paying these bills? Would it be a week? Would it be a few days? Would it be a month? What is your exact timeline?
I would say, you know, you're probably looking at a couple weeks. By the time I get everything paid off, go pick out the stone I want, get this, you're probably looking at...
Oh, okay. I think we're in a good strike zone then. Let me go talk to them, and if you don't hear from me today, you'll hear from me first thing tomorrow morning, okay?
Now remember, tomorrow I won't be back until Tuesday. My dad's not doing real great, so...
Oh, I'm not sorry to hear that.
We're going down this weekend to visit him a little bit, so I won't be back until Tuesday. You can reach me on this phone, not the shop phone.
Gotcha. Perfect. All right, not a problem. So I'll give you a call tomorrow, if not later today, and you'll hopefully, you know, everything will be okay with your dad, and we'll find a solution here, okay?
Okay, yeah, it's not like a 911 now. You don't have to, if you're going to shop around a little bit and find something better, that's fine. I mean, you go. Yeah. I'm just letting you know what I'm wanting to do. Whatever you think's right.
It's not what I think, and in this case, not to be arrogant, I know this is the best approval because on this, I have a very specific in-house approval, which basically, every single program is heavily weighted on NSFs, and I'm able to use this program and have, not the underwriter turn a blind eye to it, but understand the NSFs and not beat us up over it, which is a great thing.
And that is how much volume we're doing right now compared to what's coming in. You know, there could be one week I get $30,000, you know, and then...
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? And then the bank helps me. They know what I'm doing, and they...
They work with your business, I understand.
Yeah.
So, kind of timeline. Get some resolutions today or tomorrow. Figure out this way. Don't put you in a position... At the end of the day, if you're a few weeks away from funding, this is going to work out regardless. I just don't want to, like, have you out of cash and put you in a perilous point. So let me figure this out, and I'll be calling to you either today or first thing tomorrow, okay?
Have a good day.
You too, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.